was his favourite is Harry Knees. Don't you fucking mess around with me!
Youngins Podcast. Previously on the Youngins Podcast.
We'll dedicate this podcast to any Hedgerow Appreciation Society members who might be listening.
There are no barriers when it comes to the Youngins. We break down all the barriers when it comes to folk music. We've broke into dubstep now, ladies and gentlemen, and into the hearts and minds of American students. We're taking over the world. It's BBC Radio 2, it's the folk show. No, it's not. We know who you are. It's David Eagle impersonating Mark Radcliffe for the Youngins Podcast. You'll lull us into a false sense of security. You'll whip your mask off and you'll start talking about farting and breaking wind and belching and all sorts of stuff. Welcome one, but hopefully all, to the Youngins Podcast. Coming up this week, our special guest is Sam Pert, accordion player from the Hutt People. We'll be talking to him on the phone, but a tiny bit about the Hutt People and their music, but we'd like to do things differently on the Youngins Podcast. And rather than talking about that kind of thing, we're going to be talking about a new feature exclusive to the Youngins Podcast that will be spearheaded by Sam Pert, who wasn't always as pert as he is now. We'll be talking health with the healthy Hutt person, that is, Sam Pert, and he'll be introducing us to a new feature exclusive to the Youngins Podcast. And we'll have a couple of tunes from the Hutt People as well. And I suppose it's a tunes-centred Youngins Podcast this week, because we've also got a tune from Gilmore and Roberts recorded at Chester Folk Festival this year. Now, a couple of weeks back on the Youngins Podcast, we were speaking to John Hilson from Minnesota, the co-creator of the sport John Ball, a sport sweeping the United States of America. And this week, John takes us live into the heart of John Ball as he provides us with interviews and live commentary and action from a John Ball event in Minneapolis. And of course, find out why this week's Youngins Podcast is entitled Cat Vomit. All that and more will be revealed on this, the 119th Youngins Podcast. So, if you were listening to the Youngins Podcast a couple of weeks ago, then you probably remember our interview with John Hilson, the co-creator of the sport John Ball. Now, obviously, the Youngins have a song called John Ball, Sing John Ball. The reason we became connected with John Hilson, he was searching for clips of John Ball on YouTube, and when he typed John Ball into YouTube, he found the Youngins singing the song John Ball. He got in touch with us. We struck up a bit of a connection and we got him on the Youngins Podcast a couple of weeks ago. And that dubstep version of John Ball that you heard in the introductory link, that was a group of people who play John Ball doing a dubstep version there of the song John Ball. Well, this week, John has provided us with some live commentary from a John Ball event in Minneapolis and also some interviews with John Ball players, and he'll be taking us through the different game types that you can play as well. And he's really come up top trumps with this, because not only has he provided us, as requested, with the commentary and a few interviews and that kind of thing, but he also provided me with transcripts of the interviews as well. So he said, oh, so you can read them, so you don't have to listen to them all if you don't want. It was about 25 tracks that he sent me. So he probably sent me about an hour or so worth of material. And then he sent me transcripts of every single word that was written, that was said in the interviews and on the commentary, which I think is a massive dedication to the cause. But that's, you see, he understands what kind of a thing that Youngins Podcast is. We're going to intersperse action and interviews and commentary of John Ball games from this John Ball event throughout the Youngins Podcast. And we're going to start now with part one as John Ball introduces us to the sport and also gets involved in a game while simultaneously commentating. A very skilled man.
So here he is, John Hilson, live at a John Ball event in Minneapolis, reporting exclusively for the Young'uns podcast. In your face, Sky.
This is John Hilson. I'm live with the Minneapolis chapter of John Ball, reporting on behalf of the Young'uns podcast. So here we are to play John Ball, to talk about John Ball, to say, hey, you guys in the UK, why aren't you playing John Ball?
No. Does the recorder count?
Recorder counts. Right now, I am playing a game of John Ball. I'm in the field with my bat. Balls are flying everywhere. It's a crazy scene. I got that kid. Alright. Right now, we have a game of free-for-all. There's about 20 people playing, but by the end, there can only be one. All right, you're seeing a lot of different planes styles going on. Some people just wind up and just slam the ball into someone. Some people like to move it around a bit, get sneaky, and then tap it right into your toes. Mr. Duncan with an incredible block. I tell you, some of these guys are just frickin' Jedis. Hit right in the calves. I tell you, I think my calves are in a weak spot. Oh, no! Ah! I tried doing a little under the leg action, and it resulted in the same way that my other attempts at under the leg actions have gone in life.
Okay.
I am down to just one life, meaning if I get hit, I'm out of the game and have no chance of being the champion.
My goodness, a tense moment there. We'll be back with John Hilson from Minneapolis, the John Ball event, but more live John Ball action. Will John Hilson, our hero, the co-creator of the game, be victorious? Find out later. But first, live from Chester Folk Festival, this is Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts. Thank you.
past and future Young'uns podcast guests Gilmore and Roberts with Over Snake Pass live from this year's Chester Folk Festival. Now, I think it'd be unfair of me and on Sam Pert from the Hut People if we didn't get the conclusion of this epic game of John Ball John Hilson is currently embroiled in. Because I think if we didn't get the conclusion of the game now, then people wouldn't be able to concentrate. People are probably finding it difficult to concentrate with Gilmore and Roberts there. Concentrate fully on it. And I don't think people would be able to concentrate on the Hut People songs and the Hut People, the Sam Pert interview, if we didn't do the conclusion now, because people are just far too tense, I think, on tenterhooks here. But what's going to happen? Is our hero, John Hilson, the co-creator of the sport, will he be beaten at his own game, or will he be victorious? It's time to find out.
The game's come down to just about 9 players. Oh, God. Nice. And that's it. Ball slammed right into my butt.
Made it to the last 6, even doing a pop.
And I'm dead. I'm a dead man. But that's okay. Got some good fighters out there.
Alas, the co-creator of the sport, John Ball, was beaten at his own game. But there's no such thing as a promised happy ending in John Ball. It's a beautiful but cruel mistress, my friends. We will be back with John Hilson, however, later in the Young'uns podcast, where he gets an interview with the winner of the game and some other interviews as well. And we've also got some more John Ball action and commentary, and even better commentary, an even more exhilarating game of John Ball still to come on the Young'uns podcast. But first, we're going to have our Sam Pert interview now. Sam Pert, accordion player from the band The Hut People. The Hut People consist of percussionist Gary Hammond and accordion player Sam Pert. Gary has performed in the past with people like Nina Simone, The Beautiful South. Sam has played alongside Catherine Tickell and the Dubliners. A range of great acts that are brilliant performers within themselves, but when they collaborate together as The Hut People and they present their ethnic world folk music, well, you're about to hear the results of that, and it's brilliant. Let's hear from the latest album. We're going to hear Brenda Stuppert's set, and then we're going to go on the phone to Sam Pert, and we're not going to talk about their music or The Hut People, because we'd like to do things differently on the Young'uns podcast. I'm sure at some point we will have a live interview and some tunes from The Hut People, but this week we're going to be talking about health with Sam Pert, and Sam is going to introduce us to a new feature, another exclusive to the Young'uns podcast. But first, The Hut People with Brenda Stuppert's set.
Brenda Stubbets set from the Hut People. Who is Brenda Stubbets, Sam?
Brenda Stubbets, she was, I think she's a Cape Breton piano player, actually. And Jerry Holland plays a lot, play a lot with her, Anna, and so he wrote her a tune.
Right.
And named it after her.
When he says set, I assume he just means tune. He's not referring to breasts or anything like that.
No, nothing like that.
No, that would be quite an unhealthy topic, I would say, just to start with. And which is not what we're on the subject of. We're on the subject of health. All things health, Sam, because Sean and Mike are absolutely, they've been very impressed by your messages on Facebook, your photographs on Facebook, which are kind of, I suppose, the journey, if you will, from how you used to be health-wise and how you are now. So what we thought was, you are the perfect kind of guru. You've had your health epiphany, and I thought maybe you could take the listeners through this, a healthy hut person here in the guise of Sam Pert. So explain, we'll have before and after shots on the website and stuff, but explain sort of what's going on.
Well, to begin with, I never thought I would ever have been referred to as a health guru or person you would link to this kind of thing. I think a lot of people, when they sort of like you get older and things like that, you kind of assume that the body you have is the body you will always be left with. And if you're a bit bigger person or a bit fatter, that's kind of it. But I kind of like, I've been doing a lot of meditation and a lot of Buddhism as part of, behind a lot of it, you know?
What?
And I decided that I realized how important our life is and our health is. Because it can go any second if you're not careful, you know?
Especially in the folk world, Sam. You know, when you're a folk musician.
Especially in the folk world, yeah. And so I saw this particular film. It was called Hungry for Change, where this guy called Jason Vail basically said, how do you manage to eat a huge plate of vegetables in one meal and it tastes really good? It's impossible to do that, just to cook it all and eat it. It's not very enjoyable. And it's hard to do because it's a physically big amount of food with all the fibre in it. And so the way you do that is you juice it. And then you get all of those vitamins and goodness and minerals and everything that invigorates your body and refreshes your body and purifies your body and cleanses it and everything and makes you feel amazing. Just like that, reducing it. A little flame went off then in my mind and thought, that's really interesting, that is. I'm going to give it a try. And so that's basically how I started it over a year ago. And then I just incorporated juice into my like everyday routine. So it isn't like a diet, it's a way of life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So what is it something you do in the morning then when you get up?
Yeah, I have I've just got a juice with me right now, actually. I've got a carrot and apple and ginger juice that I have every morning normally. But you can add to that a bit of cucumber and celery and a bit of beetroot even to that, you know. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I have that every morning. As a lunchtime drink or as a tea time drink, I have a big green juice.
Okay, let's not give too much away about your juices at the moment, because this leads us on, of course, to for the next few weeks, 4 weeks or so, Sam is going to be our sort of juicing correspondent. We've come up with...
Now,
I have to be honest, Sam. I have to be honest. You're partly here because you were interested in the story of your health, but then the weekly idea came about because the name Juice a Minute came into my head.
That's right, yeah.
And I thought, well, let's get Sam Pert to talk about juicing. So, presumably you have an array of different juices that have different properties.
I have many juices, but I'll give everyone of your listeners a little bit of a taste of what it can lead to, because basically over the year I've been juicing, I've lost over 3 stone.
Okay.
So, you know, that's how much it can have an effect on your life.
What about for those people who don't want to lose weight, though? Are they likely to...
Keep eating Mars bars, I guess.
I suppose if they... Because, I mean, you probably have... Have you cut down on sort of your meals a little bit on top of that?
Well, I've done not necessarily cut down as such. I'm eating less of processed foods.
Right, okay.
So I stay away from processed foods. That's the trick.
Yeah.
And stay away. They're called complex carbohydrates. So things like bread, pastries and stuff like that, they're all complex carbohydrates that pretty much just turn into sugar in your body. So you might as well have a spoonful of sugar.
Mm.
You know, so you stay away from that. So you go to things like beans, pulses, and all that couscous and brown rice, you know.
Ah, yeah, very nice stuff, though. Very
stay
nice
away
stuff.
From refined, you know.
How about this for a catchphrase? Use your loaf, lose the loaf.
I like
your loaf.
It.
Yeah, so you're losing the bread, you're using your loaf by doing that.
Yeah, my goodness. This is the kind of thing, and these are the kind of thing these cultures kind of adopt, you know, little sort of rhyming couplets and things like that. So I think we're on to something here. And I think, in the loosest sense of the word, is a folk music podcast. But within that, of course, we have all sorts of other dimensions to it. So we're going to have Juice a Minute starting next week, running for a few weeks. And within that, you are going to. Now, I'm not necessarily going to make you speak without hesitation, repetition, or deviation for a minute on the subject of juice. I think that might be a bit cruel. Although, maybe to add an extra bit of zest to it, if you will, if I'm allowed to use a fruit pun there, we could score you on that. So you could try and speak for it. But, you know, that's not the be all and end all. I won't buzz you if you do it. But, you know, it's just something, an extra dimension for the listeners. So there's something to think about. Take us through different juices every single week. There we are. For the next 4 weeks or whatever, we'll do it for. I mean, you know, this is just series one, Sam. You know, we'll just get a pilot four-run episode before, of course, Radio 2, Mark Radcliffe, gets a hold of this and says, we're going to extend the folk show to 2 hours, and the last half hour is just going to be Sam Pert on juice, which I think will be absolutely brilliant. Is this, I mean, do you think, I mean, as you say, we've got a before and after shot, and apparently you're glowing now, you're radiant, Sam. I mean, I think Sean and Michael are attracted to you now, to be honest. but they talk about it quite a lot. But are people expecting, who maybe haven't seen you for a year, has it kind of changed your accordion play? Are you wielding that accordion a bit more?
It has, in a real funny kind of way, right? Obviously, your clothes sizes change, you know? I need smaller belts, I need smaller clothes generally, you know? But another thing that I didn't expect was I had to take the straps in on my accordion. So the position of the accordion on my body, because I play the accordion all the time, you know, has actually changed because I lost so much weight, which I didn't expect.
So more fluid accordion playing. So my goodness.
And I've also got more energy for the dancing as well. Yeah, I should say I have set up a blog for people that are interested in it.
Yeah.
The blog is called Live For You Now, and the address is olaw.liveforyounow, and that's the number 4 and the letter U. .wordpress.com. So if you want to check the blog out, by all means check it out. There's all info about juicing and things on that there.
Excellent, and we'll put a link to that on the website as well. But I think we should end, Sam, with the final song, tune from your new album. Let's play it. Now, I might be pronouncing this wrong. Maverk.
So this is from Denmark, this tune. It's a great tune,
That's quite lucky, actually, because I did a Danish accent there, which you probably noticed. So that's quite a Danish tune. I love the fast, flourishing accordion playing as it goes on. Was this this is pre-juice as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, imagine if it was this pre-juice, you'd probably play it twice as fast now, I'd imagine. and some brilliant percussion as well. So we'll play that, and we shall speak to you next week for the first in the series of Juice a Minute, my friend. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kraftwerk, the Hood People. And while that track was on, we were talking, I was talking to Sam there about the potential of for an idea for me to do a 7-day detox, which would be where I would literally live on nothing but juice, vegetable juices. On the first day, I would record a Young'uns podcast, and then a week later, on the last day of the detox, I would record another Young'uns podcast, and people can listen to how I'm feeling and that kind of thing, and I can diarise it, and you can hear whether I'm just completely out of it and fatigued and having hallucinogenic experiences and that kind of thing, which, to be honest, I kind of feel when I finished the Young'uns podcast that it's been a hallucinogenic experience. It's such a potent, powerful experience. I mean, you just can't imagine it. I mean, it's like that for you listening to it, but just imagine what it's like for me presenting it. I really feel as if I'm channeling the podcast through me. Shortly, we'll find out why this week's Young'uns podcast is entitled Cat Vomit. But first, it's back to Minneapolis, where John Hilson, the creator of John Ball, is interviewing the winner of that game of John Ball that we were listening to earlier.
I am catching up here with Mr. Jack Wildcard Reinerson, who has a beautiful mustache, beautiful sunglasses. He just won the first game of the day, the free-for-all game. It was 20-plus people came down to just this man till he was the last one standing. Jack, what does it take to win an epic game of free-for-all like the one that you have just claimed victory on?
Well, you just gotta stay on your toes, make sure you're always moving, know where your balls are, the John balls, and then know the openings, when to hit balls at people, when to take a step back and let them fuck up, or screw up, and then...
Fuck up is fine.
Awesome, podcasts cool. Are awesome.
Podcasts are great. No, yeah. No censorship, I believe, I hope. How long, Jack, have you had the beauty and the glory of John Ball in your life?
About 2 years almost, coming up on 2 years.
Right. And why John Ball and why not soccer, football, or something awful like cricket?
The reason I go with John Ball is because, you know, you come in, you play at your own pace, you know, you put in what you want, and you can sit on the sidelines, there's no coach yelling at you when you do something wrong, when you get beat by someone, there's never bragging rights, there's always a hug. Mm. And that's just kind of the nature of the game that I just fell in love with.
Now this is for the Young'uns podcast, but to our foreign friends who have no John Ball in their life, what kind of words would you have for them?
I really think you should go and start something up over there, because all you really need is a couple of balls, a couple of bats, and some really good friends, and then more will follow.
Jack, is it safe to say that if John Ball was spread throughout the world, that we would see a dramatic decrease in wars, poverty, starvation, reality TV, and an increase in just general happiness?
Yes.
Duncan, how long have you had John Ball in your life?
Probably 6 months, maybe. I got here through my stepbrothers who play. They're little kids.
How old are your stepbrothers?
10 and 8.
10 and 8, so pretty young, because most of these guys here are in their 20s or even 30s. So how did the Young'uns, your little stepbrothers, get involved with this crew?
I'm sure they were just playing out here in this park and saw you guys.
And just came on in?
Yeah, I'm sure they were passersby or something. They live right in the neighborhood, so.
But there's lots of different game types, different individual, different team game types. What game type, and could you explain the rules, has found its place in your heart the most?
I like Medusa. So in Medusa, it's like a regular game where you get 3 lives, and then once you're out, you become a statue, as though you've been struck by Medusa's gaze.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Then you can pivot around from that position like a basketball player, and your goal is to catch the ball, at which point you're back in with 1 life. The John Ball gods grant you a
redemption,
life.
Right.
And
second chance.
You can also kick the ball at other people for nothing more than the satisfaction of ruining their day and being disruptive. Which is fun.
To you folks out in the UK, it's just, after all of the things that we have stolen from you guys, I mean, The Office, I mean, rock and roll music, which is totally, I mean, I just feel like we need to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And if John Ball is what it is, I feel like our debts are clean. And I feel like that we should just all join hands and play John Ball together and sing it to them all.
I am here with the lovely Miss Laura Madsen, who is a regular of the Minneapolis chapter of John Ball. And Laura, what is it about this wild game of John Ball that attracts you, as opposed to anything else that you could be doing with your life right now?
Well, being outside in any weather is part of the fun. There's not many sports that'll do that. We haven't missed a week in It'll be almost 2 years. It's almost 2 years.
Yeah, you guys played on New Year's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas Day. Is it safe to say this is kind of like a religion to some of you folk?
Kind of, yeah.
And so this is obviously for Across the Pond, the Young Guns podcast, where tragically there is no John Ball in that entire country. And what are your thoughts on that world tragedy that is happening right now, happening today?
Yeah, as an internationalist, I feel that it is our job to bring John Ball to the world. My love for humanity knows no boundaries, and we should bring that to our neighbors across the pond through John Ball, spread our friendship.
Do you feel like the British would be able to adapt to this game and to play this game? Do you feel like there's any hope for them?
I really do. I've got a few friends over there, and they seem like intelligent, fun, wacky individuals, and I think they've got what it takes. I think they can do it.
Do you think we might need to do anything to encourage them? I have the feeling, you know, the Young Guns, they perform at a lot of pubs, and so there's lots of, you know, drinking. Is drinking a thing that can happen during the John Ball scene?
Oh, yeah. We got quite a few beers cracked open right now. One day we did a Bloody Sunday, and we had Bloody Marys while playing John Ball. It looks pretty bad because they spilled everywhere, but it was really fun. Yeah, you can have a beer hand, which is the hand that is not your bad hand.
So I was
not aware.
You can
have your beer hand and your bad hand. There's a lot of that in Minneapolis, a lot of that at Nationals.
You are, in fact, a woman.
I am.
So you being a woman, you're a bit of a minority. I mean, there's about 6-7 girls here out of the 30 people total. And do you feel like this is still a game that you can enjoy, even with a bit of, you know, honestly, a lot of testosterone being flung about the field?
I do. Personally, I'm a competitive person, but I don't think you need to have that to enjoy the game. I think the fact that people can choose to play at their own pace means that whether you are unfit or not competitive or a person with some kind of physical or mental disability, I think it's pretty accessible since you can play as aggressively or as timidly as you would like to.
Last year, we kind of had the first national John Ball gathering here in the States. How long do you think it'll be until we have an international gathering with these blokes over the UK and hopefully the entire world? How long, what's the timeline until that happens, that comes to fruition?
Let's shoot for 4 years from now. It'll be our 5-year Minneapolis John Ball anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, my friend? 4 years. 4 years, all you over there and across the pond. Let's make it happen.
Well, we'll do our best, John, to help make that happen on the Young'uns podcast. And as I say, I think at some point as well, we need to do a video of the Young'uns playing John Ball. Maybe on the Young'uns podcast, we could do a... Well, in the past, we've done a Young'uns podcast Bop It Challenge, where we got folk singers, folk performers, to compete in a game of Bop It. For those people who don't know that, it's basically a toy. It's like a game. It gives you a set of instructions. It has like levers and knobs and buttons and stuff. And you have to do what is said by the machine. So it'll say bop it and you have to press a button. It'll say pull it and you have to pull something. That kind of thing. Well, this time, now we're hanging out with the big dogs of folk. I think a great promotional thing for John Ball is to do a John Ball folk competition. Every folk group and an artist competes in a game of John Ball. We could create a special folk music game type, perhaps, and get and have a proper competition. I think another thing that we need, and I was thinking about that, some of the grunts, there's quite a lot of grunting in John Ball. I think it beats tennis grunts, certainly. And I think some of them we could kind of like maybe create a John Ball anthem with some of the clips from the John Ball event. Some of the clips, including the grunting and the comments and that kind of thing. Put it over like a dance beat or something like that and create a John Ball anthem, a John Ball mix, something that will really galvanise people, I think. So there's something maybe I should do next week. So something to look forward to next week as I attempt a John Ball anthem. Now it's time to find out why this week's Young'uns podcast has the title Cat Vomit. My goodness, that was an interesting gig we've just done. We've just finished our gig in Hardraw. It was quite an odd start to the gig. Just as we were being introduced by the MC, a number of people, probably about 5 or 6 people from the audience, started to leave. And we were thinking, my goodness, we're not that bad, are we? You know, we're getting a bit worried why people were leaving just as we were about to come on stage. The MC announced that the reason for this, that why a few members of the audience were leaving, is because they'd been vomited on by a cat in the gig. Basically, someone must have obviously wanted to come and see the gig, but presumably couldn't find anyone to look after the cat. So instead, they decided to bring the cat with them. They took it to the gig, and the cat obviously was not feline very well. I'll do a little pun finger there. And basically, the cat vomited over some audience members, and it must have been quite a powerful vomit if five or six members of the audience got up to leave. So they left to clean up, basically. Now, we have called this week's Young'uns podcast Cat Vomit. I was toying with calling it something else, another word for cat, and then putting vomit at the end. But I thought perhaps it kind of sounded like, I'm sure you can probably work out where I'm going with this. It kind of sounds like some sort of weird death metal group or something like that. this probably is a Norwegian metal group with that name. So I was going to call it that. I was going to call it another alternative to the word cat, vomit. But decided not to. I thought if someone... Well, you never know. I thought if someone logged on the Young'uns website and saw those two words together, I thought that maybe it would not ingratiate people. But, you know, I might be wrong. If it does ingratiate people, it would probably ingratiate the wrong type of person. Oh, this looks like my kind of podcast. Oh, pussy vomit. I might as well say it. Pussy vomit is what I was going to call this week's Young'uns podcast. But I decided not to.
Public health warning. This song has been known in the past that we're going to start with to cause nausea among cats. That should be a problem.
For the final time, we're going to head back to Minneapolis for more John Ball action. And very shortly, we're going to hear a fabulous commentary. My goodness, it's going to be even more exhilarating than the last John Ball commentary that we heard. But before then, John is going to introduce us to another game type.
Right now in the afternoon, we're moving on to a game that's a combination of doubles and Medusa. It's a team game where you're paired up with a partner, doubles, and the game that you turn into a statue once you die, Medusas. Doubles Medusa, also lovingly known as Deuce Meduse. Now, in John Ball, the thing that makes up a good twosome on the John Ball field is the same thing that makes up a good twosome in a relationship, say maybe between a married couple. Communication, honesty, and also not yelling at each other for petty little things. Everyone has been paired up with a partner randomly. And now, as is tradition in the sport of John Ball, before the game commences, you have to introduce your partner to the congregation and say one nice thing about them. Because, you know what? It's good to be positive.
All right, so basically you just have to say one nice thing about your partner, but we're all going to honor each other by listening to each other's wonderful comments.
This is Tim, and not only is he the best father a girl could ask for, but he also has some pretty great taste in movies.
This is Laura, and she is one of my best daughters I have because she doesn't do me any grief. And she got a scholarship, so I don't have to pay for college. So we're good, so
it's great.
Fun. This is Mike. Mike's the kind of person you'd trust to help you get rid of a dead hooker that I had rolled up in a rug. he hasn't told anyone about it. It's great.
I still won't.
It's great.
Great friendship there.
Hey, this is Abdul right here. Abdul not only has great hair, but also a really cute smile. This is Will. He taught children how to play John Ball with bowling pins and foam balls.
Beautiful story.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Whatever we have.
Yeah. John Ball. Spreading John Ball.
Way to go, William.
So right now, what we have going on is ringed one-on-ones. A ring of death of players has been formed. It's two teams, but only one member from each team enters the arena at any given time. It's gladiator combat at its finest. Now in the ring of death. Laura has just been hit. Alana enters in her place. Nice dodge from Alana. The ball flies right over her. She's poking her bat. She's using her bat. She believes in her bat. She believes in herself. It's a chase after the ball. Luke hits it between his legs. It's a struggle. It's a dance. It's a dance of death. Luke hits it right into Alana. Between the legs. Beautiful shot. Casey on Luke.
instant hit. Casey goes to the ground. Luke hits him right in the chest. And a double hit, Luke hits the next player. And a triple hit. Luke has now gone out 4 people in a row. He's on fire. People enter the ring of death, and he sends them right to their death. A chase after the ball to one side of the ring. The ball's popped up, out of play, a new ball comes in. Luke is running around. He's got the ball hitched up in the air. No hit. Luke's dribbling the ball on his bat. Scoops it behind his head. Hits his opponent right in the face. And another hit. Luke has now gotten out 7 people in a row. It's incredible. The game is over. Luke brings the gold home for his team, getting out 7 people in a row through a combination of dodging, hitting, and a beautiful smile.
Ah, yes. Dodging, hitting, and a beautiful smile. That's why we've done so well in folk music. You just gotta know who to dodge, who to hit, and who to smile at, and you'll be a successful folk musician. So next week on the Young'uns Podcast, we shall bring you the first Juicer Minute with Sam Pert from the Hutt People and the Young'uns John Ball recruitment song. That's on next week's Young'uns Podcast. Plus, of course, we'll have lots more other things as well. Clips from gigs, possibly a live guest, possibly a guest on the phone. Who knows? PlayJohnBall.com for the John Ball website. Thank you to John again. Thank you to Sam Pert from the Hutt People. He'll be back next week. And thank you, of course, to you for listening. And you'll be back late next week. You see if you're not. So I'll see you next week. Till then, from me, David Eagle, and my fellow Young'uns, goodbye.